Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. Cool for the Summer by Demi Lovato. Yes, it's finally looking like summer outside. Maisie's giving me this smile of, oh wow, Kai, I now see why you picked this song.
The interesting thing I find, especially because when you're saying songs, especially ones that have been in the charts recently,
yes,
you sound like such an old man because you sound very unsure about the songs.
No. Cool for the Summer, Demi Lovato, great track there. And I felt that was the best way to kick off today's show because, Maisie, how hot is it outside today?
Too hot.
Yes, we are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here as always with the wonderful Miss Maisie Anderson. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock today. Today is Monday, which means that we get rid of the normal Monday blues. But to be honest, with this weather, how can you be in a...
If
you're at work.
If you're at work. So if you're stuck in an office building all day, you're not going to be too pleased.
No, I mean, we're lucky that when... Not to brag, but we're lucky that when we finish here today at 1 o'clock, we can, you know, walk out and hopefully it'll cool down a little bit and relax for the rest of the day. You can go Pokemon hunting.
I'm planning on it.
We are Squabblebox, like I say, your interactive entertainment show. Today we're doing #AskUsAnything. You can send in your questions to @SirenFM on Twitter. It can literally be anything that we can read out at 11 a.m. on the radio when it's Ofcom related regulators. So send them in @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message via the Radio Player app.
As we say, Maisie, it's looking nice outside today, and I think that's our Can You Believe That for this morning, and it's Can You Believe That The Weather Is So Nice.
It's going to reach possibly a height of 30 degrees this week.
Yes, according to BBC Weather, we are going to be hitting 30 degrees tomorrow, Tuesday. But today is going to be just as hot, well, nearly as hot, 27 degree highs and lows of 17 degrees, East Midlands and the Lincoln. Contraria says that becoming very warm today, and as temperatures rise this afternoon, so there is a chance of isolated thunderstorms developing. However, most places will remain dry with bright or sunny spells. A sea breeze will keep the Lincolnshire coast slightly cooler. And heading into tonight, any initial isolated thunderstorms will die away despite the following clear periods and light winds. Temperatures will only slowly fall. It will feel warm and humid, especially in the conurbation.
Wow. Now, were you a geographer in another life?
I'll tell you something, Maisie. I had no idea what
conurbations
means.
Sure.
So I went and Googled it before the show. I checked that I was pronouncing it right, and it's conurbations.
Yeah.
Sorry, conurbations. and for people who don't know what that means, that's an extended urban area typically consisting of several towns merging with the suburbs of a central city.
So Lincolnshire,
yeah, okay. That's BBC Weather.
Where's the sea breeze coming from?
The sea.
Yeah, obviously. But, like, we're pretty waterlogged here.
Yeah, but Lincolnshire.
Is it coming
out
from Grimsby?
Lincolnshire heads out to Skegness and
everywhere, doesn't it? So Lincolnshire itself is pretty hasn't got any water near it. It's landlocked.
No, Lincolnshire does. Skegness.
Is Skegness in Lincolnshire?
Yeah.
We'll
get a map up during the next song.
Yeah, I feel like I should apologise to anyone in Skegness.
So, like I say, today we're doing hashtag ask us anything, send in your questions. But we're talking about the weather now. It's been great this weekend. Very, very hot yesterday to the point where... What did we do yesterday, Maisie?
We got a pool.
We did. We got
a tiny pool.
You know what? We don't have a very big backyard, but
very few people in Lincoln do.
No, that's true actually, but it was it's like a 6 foot pool,
and it's supposedly supposed to be 6 foot, but as someone who is under 5 foot, I could not fit the length of it.
No, but it fit four of us in there
uncomfortably. Yeah,
yeah,
but it got to the point, but for some reason you guys filled it up with hot water.
No, this is what I don't understand. We didn't put really hot water in, and it wasn't really hot.
You did.
The fact that you say that that's hot makes me wonder, like, do you have like ice baths?
No, I don't have ice baths. I have normal temperature baths.
I didn't think it was that hot, but
it was like lukewarm by the time we got into it.
I guess we've got nowhere to prove it, really, have we?
I think proving it by the fact that I'm right.
Well, it took us ages, though, to fill it up, didn't it? Our flatmate, Becky, was nice enough to go and buy the pool, and then and then we went and we blew it up. It took ages to blow it up. Myself and her boyfriend, Alex, spent about an hour trying to just...
It wasn't that
it.
Long.
It was, it actually, because it was about long. 40 minutes before you came down.
No, it wasn't.
It was, seriously.
Then you were doing it wrong.
It took ages, and then we had to fill it up with water. And we got into a little system, didn't we?
I was suggesting the whole time that if we're going to do it with buckets, we do a conveyor belt.
Yes.
Nobody listened. Nobody listened until somebody else came up with the idea, and then it was brilliant.
Me. So we filled it up with water, but because we don't have a hose, which I believe Alex is going out to buy today, which is brilliant, but we had to do it with buckets and like lasagna dishes, proper student budget.
Well, we started
trying
doing
to fill
it
up
with
a
pans,
pool. Yeah.
But then because the water was so hot.
Oh, yeah, that's a
problem. We had to...
It wasn't the water.
It was the water that was making it hot.
It wasn't. It was the sun.
No, it wasn't. There was no sun in our back garden. It's completely shaded.
Oh, yeah, but
it was the hot, boiling water. I know, because I put my hand in it and I nearly scalded myself.
Oh, I haven't said this for a long time, Maisie, but you know what I'm about to say. This is why we're called Squabblebox, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just going to sit in the corner for the rest of the show. You can do it by yourself. I don't care anymore.
Gladly. So send in your questions to @SirenFM on Twitter. It can literally be anything. Hashtag ask us anything. @SirenFM on Twitter. studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email. The Facebook fan page, Squabblebox, or...
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716. Or you can send us a message if you are listening via the Radio Player app.
Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Don't want to miss a show?
You can listen to Siren FM wherever you are.
On your smartphone or tablet. Just download the Radio Player app for iPhone, iPad or Android.
Just search for Siren FM.
You can listen live, get in touch or catch up on podcasts. So,
on 107.3 FM.
On tablets.
On sirenonline.co.uk.
Or your mobile phone. However you listen,
tune in to Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Squabblebox are doing hashtag ask us anything this morning, and we'll be right back after this. This is Louie Louie by The Kingsmen. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. That was Louie Louie by The Kingsmen, a really favourite track of mine, sent in by Becky in Lincoln. So I hope you enjoyed that, Becky. Now, we are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. And today we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything, sending your questions, anything at all, to @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or...
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
What I love about doing hashtag Ask Us Anything, Maisie, is that we get some of the weirdest and wackiest questions.
Isn't that kind of the whole point?
It is. And we've
got
to
tell people to be weird with it.
Oh, you tell people to be weird, and then stuff like this comes up from Chris in Lincoln, who says, "If you had to do one of these things to save your life, what would it be and why?" You ready for this, Maisie?
Oh dear.
Would you eat a cockroach? Or a deep-fried Mars bar?
Deep-fried Mars bar?
Yeah, definitely.
Every time.
Now,
I'd do that whether I was dying or not.
Have you ever eaten a deep-fried Mars bar?
No, but there was a place near our college.
Yes, there was. There was.
And I never plucked up the courage to order one.
Me and my friends all went and bought one to share.
Obviously.
It was like, you remember when you're like 12, 13 and you're allowed to go into town on your own for the first time with your friends?
And you've got like £2 spending money.
Oh, my mum used to send me to town with a voucher for Subway, which was like £7 for, this was before, it was like a £7 voucher for two meals from Subway, and that was before they started doing the £3 Subway deals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we used to go and get like a Subway meal split between us with that. Like, that's just something that sticks out in my mind. But when I went to this place to go get a deep fried Mars bar, we didn't know. One of my friends was like so sure that you had to take your own Mars bar and ask them to deep fry it for us. So we went to the shop, bought a Mars bar, went in and said, "Can we have a deep fried Mars bar, please?" and handed them the Mars bar, and they went, "No, we got the Mars bars.
Yeah.
That's sort of what you're paying for."
So you're just paying for the fat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
I think there are some places that do it that way, where they will deep fry anything as long as you're the one who brings it in.
Yeah, I have had one before. It was okay. It wasn't a life-changing event for me. You know, I'm not going...
Nor should it ever be.
I've never had one. I've eaten some stuff and I've gone, wow, that is a life-changing event for me. Like, for a long time, I never used to eat bacon. I can hear the horror of people saying,
to be fair though, you thought you were vegetarian for a couple of years.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But I never liked bacon, I thought. And now I look back and I go, how did I not like bacon? I used to go on camping trips and I used to send the people who were doing the food for the camping trip. They used to have to go and buy me eggs to make egg sandwiches. And when they couldn't go and get eggs because we're in some sort of rural area where there's no shops.
Or chickens.
Then I had to go and... Oh, chickens. Or I had to have... I'd have mushroom sandwiches.
Oh.
Which a lot of people didn't like the sound of. I didn't mind them, personally.
No, you have to make do when you're camping.
Yeah, so we'd definitely go with the deep-fried Mars bar over the cockroach.
Oh, yeah, every time.
I've never been in the I'm a Celebrity jungle, but if you were in the I'm a Celebrity jungle and they gave you a cockroach to eat on the Bush Tucker trial, would you do... Is there any Bush Tucker trials that you would or
I
wouldn't do?
I don't know. I'm not actually that squeamish when it comes to food.
No, so you could do the eating challenges.
If I wasn't watching other people do it at the same time. If it was one of those situations where I was in my own and I was just like, even if they just don't, I would prefer if they just didn't tell me and they just let me get on with it.
Yeah,
but they have to tell you.
Yeah. And Anton Deck will have a good laugh at you whilst you do it. But one of the things that I didn't like about it, I could eat stuff, I think. It's the drinks that I don't like.
Oh no! You just hold your nose. And
oh
just
no!
Do it.
That sort of freaks me out. I think that's my level. Have you ever seen the Bush Tucker trial where they offer you it's to get stars for the rest of the camp for meals, and they offer you a meal which is made out of jungle things, like the Bush Tucker trial stuff, and then there is a meal that's one of your favourites, and you can eat that. but it means that
then
the other...
everyone else has to have a really sort of poor meal that night.
Beans and rice. I would just go for the...
would you be the selfish one?
I'd have my favourite food and then I'd go, you know what, guys? Sorry, I just failed the task. I didn't do it in time. I tried.
I'm pretty sure... Did they get to lie about it?
Yeah, but obviously people find out when they get...
Yeah.
Like, you know from watching Love Island, there will always be a way that people find out.
No, we promised we'd never talk about it again.
Yeah, but you know what? Caroline Flack was in the jungle and she was taking over from Anton Deck, she would be in there spreading all the gossip.
But only like once every 3 weeks.
So...
Well, this is the thing. We were watching the Love Island reunion last night.
Yes, we were. And we promised this is the last time.
Yeah, this has to be the last time. But
Love Island and Pokemon Go have been talked more about on this show than our lives, to be honest.
Yeah, but this is the issue that I had, because after a week of it's been a week since they were last on air.
Yes.
As the Islanders, watching back the stuff they did, watching them reacting with each other in a not as controlled but still reasonably controlled environment.
Yeah.
Watching people have conversations that are about things that are happening, and it all got a bit annoying, and it got to the point where I actually started disliking everyone.
There's been a lot of negative reviews of that episode on Twitter and online, because people are saying that it's taken away what the show was all about and it's made it seem very, very staged.
Oh, it is incredibly staged.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
People thought it wasn't staged to begin with. I mean, the funniest bit is that they had the whole reunion party bit. And at the reunion party, there was obviously dedicated areas for people to be forced to have conversations.
Forced to have arguments. So
I don't think you need to force them to argue. You just need to force them to be in the same proximity to each other, and the rest of it just happens by itself.
Yeah, that's true. So we've got plenty more questions to go with, because people have been so great in sending them in.
We even have some left over from last week.
We do.
Because we went on such a tangent last week.
Yes, we do. There's so much to go with. But we are going to go into another song very shortly. Remember to keep getting in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Now, Maisie, I got a bit of hate on Twitter this week, linking to the Love Island hate that's been getting on Twitter.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
a bit of
what
hate on Twitter for something that I said on last Monday's show.
What did you do?
I wasn't very nice about the person who is currently leading in the charts.
Oh, yes, you did say something very mean
about Drake.
About Mr. Drake.
And I really wanted to come into this. I really wanted to go to this section now, apologise, and then play a song by Drake Bell. But unfortunately, the Nickelodeon star from the early 2000s, but there's no Drake Bell on the system. So I am about to go into the next song, and we're going to see what this is all about, Maisie. This is number one in the charts right now. This is One Dance by Drake. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. Hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time for I go. Higher powers taking hold on me.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. And we have a happy birthday message to hand out this morning, Rosie. We do. My cousin's daughter, it's her third birthday today. So happy birthday, Eloise. I hope you have a great day. I can see I'm looking on Adam, my cousin's Facebook page right now, and I can see that they have spoiled her rotten, as they should.
Yes.
And I can see some of your presents there. I hope you have a really good day, Eloise, and enjoy your big third birthday. Now, what were you about to say?
If like childhood birthdays, what's the one that you find the most memorable? I remember my fifth birthday reasonably vividly, because I got a giant Fisher Price People set.
All right.
It was a giant it was like a car park, like a three-story car park and a car wash, and there was an office building attached to it. And I got all the cars and all the people.
Some of my birthdays and Christmases from early on sort of wind into, they sort of mould into one. Mm. But I do remember that there was, what did I get? I've had bikes before on birthdays where my mum sort of, my mum and dad would give me the presents, my sort of regular presents, and then they'd wait like an hour after I'd finished unwrapping all my presents to give me the bike that was hidden behind the sofa the entire time.
That's lovely, though.
Which is really nice.
I
think also I've got this memory in my head, which I know that I don't remember it. You know when
you know that you've reconstructed it.
I've reconstructed it in my memory because it was my first birthday. And
so there's no way you can remember.
Yeah, and I remember, it might have been even my, no, it was my first birthday because I was walking and I had I had a bald head when I was a kid for quite a while. I didn't grow hair for a while. And
now you have such lovely manly locks.
I know, I do. Thank you, Maisie. Still trying to get me a date through the radio wave.
He's a very handsome man. Anyway, more about your bold childhood.
So yeah, I would take the wrapping paper off of the present, and you know those little sticky bows.
Yeah.
That you put
did you put them on your head?
I put one on my head, and I ran around the room with it on. And there's still a video of me doing it that my mum and my dad have. So that's my memory of my childhood birthdays and Christmases.
Now, something I don't know if this branch is actually in anywhere other than Huddersfield. Did you ever go to Wacky Warehouse? For your
Yes, I did. No, I never went for my birthday because we talked about this last week. My dad used to do my birthday parties with discos. However,
if you have the equipment, you might as well.
I've been to Wacky Warehouse birthdays before. What attracted you to Wacky Warehouse?
Because I liked playing. There's a place in Lincoln. There's a playpen type thing in Lincoln where they do adult nights. So Tuesday nights, you can go to one of these sort of ball pit, rope and swings, super slide sort of areas. I can't remember what they're properly called. What is the proper term for one of those indoor parks?
They're just an indoor park, isn't it?
Yeah, an indoor playpen thing?
Yeah.
Either way, like you get, there are tons of brands. Wacky Warehouse was the one that was local to us as kids.
Wacky Warehouse isn't just a Yorkshire thing.
Okay, but that was the one that was closest to us.
It's the UK's leading, according to their
page.
Oh, well,
now
page,
I sound stupid.
Yeah, it's the UK's leading soft play area.
Yeah, that's it, soft play area.
Soft play area, that's
soft
it.
Play area. You're not allowed to run in them.
No, you've got to take your shoes off and you're not allowed to run.
Oh, yeah, I remember we went for my sister's birthday once and I didn't wear socks. I had a weird thing as a kid where I didn't want to wear socks.
Aww.
So I got there and my mum found out I wasn't wearing socks. I couldn't go in without socks on for health reasons. So my mum had to go and buy me a pair of socks before I could go in. Luckily, they have all that sort of stuff at the desk.
Yeah.
For stuff that your kid, that you might have forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today. Remember to keep sending in your messages to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box, or...
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can, as many people have done today. Maisie, we got a message in, as always, from the brilliant and hilarious BBC and Channel 4 presenter Adam Pearson, who has sent in a message saying... Oh, which one should I go with first? I will go with this one.
Okay.
Rather awkwardly, I've matched with someone on Tinder who not only isn't single, but he's dating a friend of a friend. We have arranged to go to dinner. Am I a bad person?
Yes.
Now, this is the thing. I've got a feeling this might be true. I don't know, Adam. Please let us know.
I don't think Ask Us Anything can reach moral dilemmas.
Let's try, Maisie.
Are we going to solve everyone's moral dilemmas today?
Are we
the voice of reason?
Hello, I'm Fraser. He does more than... Yeah.
So you've made... Not only have you decided that you're going to be a fake psychologist?
Yes.
But you've decided Fraser Crane is the psychologist to try and be?
Hello,
he's
Bart.
He is the least... No, because Fraser Crane is the least moral person. Think about it. Every episode of Fraser, because I've never seen Cheers, but I have seen a lot of Fraser, he does something incredibly selfish.
Yeah.
And it blows up in his face.
Yeah, I know. I know. So let's have a think about this, Maisie. Rather awkwardly, I've matched with someone on Tinder. This is from Adam Pearson. Rather awkwardly, I've matched with someone on Tinder who not only isn't single, but he's dating a friend of a friend. We've arranged to go out on a date for dinner. Am I a bad person?
Yes.
Is he a bad person?
Yes.
Right, well,
yes.
Maisie solved it for you, Adam. Apparently,
it's a bad
apparently
thing to do.
You're a bad person.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Adam. I can't give you any other answer than that. I really want to side with you, but I can't.
I just hope that it's not true.
Adam, I really hope it goes well for you either way and you work it out. Maybe you should ask her. Maybe you should, like, confront her about it on the
date. Maybe that's why he's got a date organized with her, maybe.
Yeah, that could be interesting. Like, what should he say to her when he turns up?
Oh, I don't know, because I'm one of those very awkward people who stays far, far away from confrontation and lets other people do it.
Oh, I would be so going in there, all guns blazing.
No, you would not.
I would confront someone about it.
No, you wouldn't.
What do you think I would do?
I think you would
just
not
go
be,
on the date.
For a start, you wouldn't be on Tinder.
Well,
we tried Tinder and then you got annoyed.
When no one matches you, Maisie, it gets
even
sad.
Even with mine and our roommate's help.
No,
basically
because
swiping...
I don't want your guys' help. Because you guys are just horrendous when it comes to that. You are so judgmental of people. And yeah. Oh, Maisie. So, I think it's time, before I say anything more about
yes.
my love life, to go into another song. Remember, you can get in touch in the many different ways at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or
you can text in at 077 97 800 716. Or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
It's time for a little bit of Taylor Swift. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Out of the Woods, Taylor Swift, you're listening to Siren FM.
Quick question, Kai.
Yes.
Is she out of the woods yet?
Is she out of the woods yet?
Or are they out of the woods yet?
Is that your question for today?
That's my question for today. Are they out of the woods?
Are they out of the woods? I would hope by now they're out of the woods. When did Out of the Woods come out? Is it one of her newer songs, or is
it... Oh, no, it's very... That's classic Tay-Tay.
Oh, well, I'd have hoped that she'd have... You know, she's gone through... Because she's been through a lot, hasn't she, Taylor Swift?
She's been through quite a bit. She's going through quite a bit at the moment.
I mean, she had this whole Romeo and Juliet thing. She's been around since the Shakespeare times, apparently. She did Love Story, and they...
Do you remember when she used to be a simple country girl, and now she's probably one of the most famous, and probably actually... I think there's somewhere where she's... sort of the highest paid female.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at
somewhere.
All. And you know what? She's got squad goals.
She got mega squad goals.
That sounds really, really wrong coming out of my mouth.
Mine, to be honest.
As we were talking about earlier, it's really, really nice weather today here in the Lincolnshire area, as it is all over the UK. Highs of 27 degrees today, lows of 17 degrees. becoming very warm today as the temperatures rise this afternoon, so there is a chance of isolated thunderstorms developing. However, most places will remain dry with bright and sunny spells. A sea breeze will keep the Lincolnshire coast slightly cooler. The Lincolnshire coast, which also includes...
it includes...
Skegness!
Skegness! I was going to say Scarborough.
We love we do love Skeggy here on Siren FM.
I feel like I need to go there and spend my money to make up for it now.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
A bit like
at some
how
point.
I said someone's name. I said one of our contributors' names wrong. One of.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Last
it's not
week.
As bad as me when I called someone who was called Oliver Olivia.
Yeah, but you didn't name it Charmander after them to make up for it.
Yeah, that's true. So, we've got a message in from Chris in Lincoln who says, do you think that Mourinho is a good choice for Manchester United's manager, and will he help develop the young players like Rashford, given the amount of signings he has spent, given the amount of signings that he has signed in the most recent transfer window?
I feel like as long as they remember the offside rule and practice penalties, they'll be fine.
Oh, is that the two most... Right, what's the most important thing then? Is the offside rule...
England need to practice penalties. That's the one thing I know, is that England are not good at penalties. But for some reason, they don't seem to be practicing penalties.
I'm sure they do.
But they don't get any better at it.
It's not their fault. Well, it is.
Whose fault is it then?
I think that it's very rare that penalties actually take place. That's the thing. But you know, that's the one that you see on the news. Whenever there's a penalty shootout, that's the one that you'll probably see.
Yeah, I think the few times I've watched England play, there's nearly always been a penalty shootout, and it nearly always... And it always ends badly for us.
Yeah. So, do you know much about Jose Mourinho?
I don't know much about managers, and I don't know much about newer players either, which is two of the things that Chris was talking about. I know a lot about your typical players, the ones that were popular when we were kids, because yes. There were boys at school who wouldn't shut up about them.
Jose Mourinho is the former manager of Chelsea.
Is he good?
Yes, he's okay. Considered... They call him the special one because he's considered one of the best managers in the world.
Cool, that's good for them then.
However, he has always been seen as more of a business side of management in that he's not really fond of the clubs that he manages. He's more...
In
it for the money. And to the point where when he got the job at Manchester United, people are going, you've just spent the last so many years as Chelsea manager. Isn't that a little bit hypocritical that you're then going to what is considered their arch rival?
Because he's not really in it for the feud or the drama of it. He's in it for the...
Yes, exactly.
For the money. I don't know. I mean, who is it who coached the Iceland team?
The Iceland team was coached by two people.
Yeah.
One of them I don't know much about. The other one was a a part-time dentist.
Yes.
In Iceland.
They should get them.
They should get them,
to
manage Manchester United. Yeah. Well, the thing is about Manchester United is they've been struggling to find form over the past few years.
I remember as a kid, they were the big ones. They were the ones that everybody wanted
they
to
They were managed by Alex Ferguson for, I believe, 27 years. I think it might even be 36. A long time.
Yeah.
A long time. Alex Ferguson was the manager of Manchester United.
By the way, I just want to double check. Am I doing well at talking about
You're
football?
Doing incredibly
Am I doing
well. Amazing.
Okay.
We can't get any worse than us talking about UFC... mixed martial arts last week, because trying to explain that, I've had even more hate on Twitter for it. And if you want to send any of your
complaints
your complaints to myself, you can do by tweeting me at Whoopsie Maisie.
No, don't use my Twitter handle in vain.
So let's go into another question.
Especially
thank you
Whoopsie
for that.
Whoopsie is spelt wrong.
Thank you for that. Is it?
Yeah, spelt wrong.
Why?
Because I was 16 when I came up with that name, and I'm too stubborn to change it.
So we've had...
it's a fantastic pun, though.
We've had another... Yes.
Because the way that it should work, it should be whoops-a-maisy. It's like three separate words.
Ah.
To rhyme with whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah.
But I spelt it as whoopsie, but I spelt it completely wrong.
Well,
grammatically incorrect to all extents, but that sums me up perfectly. I'm just, as a person, I am grammatically incorrect.
I think it's time to go into another question. Another one here that says, if you could be any fruit or vegetable, what would it be and why?
I would be pineapple.
Why?
I don't like pineapple per se, but they have a hard exterior which would make them great houses for sponges.
Oh, right. Well...
Do you understand the joke? Yeah, did it take you a minute?
I get the joke now.
Did you genuinely think for a second that I really wanted to protect sponges?
I've got no...
But also, because they're reasonably difficult to get into, so I feel like I'd be quite safe for a while.
Like, you got to... Yeah, because...
It's harder to bruise a pineapple.
you're like a pineapple, because it's a prickly outside.
am I a prickly outside?
But inside, soft and sweet.
I don't think I'm soft and sweet on the outside as well. But
I would probably
whatever.
Be. What would I be?
You would be a banana.
But why would I be a banana?
Because your outer layer is easily pulled apart.
Oh.
Not in a creepy
that
way.
That sounds really
I just
sad.
Realised that sounds a bit serial killer-y. It's like because...
I would
because
probably,
you're everyone's
if
favorite.
I had to give it if I had to give an answer to that, I'd probably say potato. Is that a vegetable? It's a vegetable.
No, it's a root vegetable.
It's a root vegetable. Mm. Yes. Yeah. I would be a potato because that's what my mum used to call me, Spud.
Oh, that's cute.
So if you have any of like we're answering loads of questions today, and we hope you're enjoying it. If you have any answers to any of the questions that
I
we give today,
fan art
please let
of,
us
of us. Potato
and a pineapple with our faces drawn
no,
on
no,
it.
No, not with our faces drawn because that's creepy. With just a potato and a pineapple in a studio talking to each other.
Yes, please, somebody get on that fan art.
I really hope that our illustrators are listening.
it's getting very close to heading into the news. So I think we'll wrap up now, Maisie, until we head into the news at 12 o'clock and send them into
up.
A few.
We're going to be here for another
hour. We're going to be here for another hour. We're going to be talking all about hashtag ask us anything. We've got plenty more questions to go through. Keep sending them in at SirenFM on Twitter. The email studio@sirenonline.co.uk. The Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. We've got so much more to come. So many more laughs to have. Stay tuned to Siren FM. This is Ordinary by Train.
Am I behind? I don't recognize anything that I see. Whose skin is this design? I don't want this to be the way that you see.
You're listening to Siren FM. You Bring the Summer by The Monkees. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We have a very packed show for you today. We've been here for an hour. We're going to be with you for another hour. And we're doing hashtag ask us anything. It's been a fun show so far, hasn't it, Maisie? Today we've been answering all of your questions, so keep sending them in at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or...
Or you can text a Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. So keep sending them in, guys. We love hearing from you. As Gary from Huddersfield has sent in a message, which has made me laugh. He actually sent this last week, but we didn't get round to reading it out.
We didn't get round to a lot of them last week.
Kai, what do you want for your birthday?
What do you want for your birthday?
For people who don't know.
Next Tuesday.
Yes, not tomorrow, but yes. Next Tuesday.
Tuesday after
the 26th of
July. A week
July.
Tomorrow is yep. Your birthday, and I still haven't bought you anything.
Oh, amazing.
Neither's Jack, our other roommate.
Oh,
this is the thing. This is how organised our roommate Becky is when it comes to presents.
Yes.
Not only has she already bought your presents weeks in advance, she's bought my presents.
Yes, she has, and I know what it is.
I can't wait to find out. I have to wait till November. That's how organised she is.
She saw it and she went, oh, that's really... Maisie will love that, and I'll forget to buy her something if not.
Yeah.
So she bought.
See, my grandma does that. She sees things in shops, thinks, "Oh, that'll be nice for so and so of
yes.
the family. I'll buy it now. Put it in like a cupboard or somewhere, and then presents." Then she forgets.
Yes.
She forgets she's bought it. She goes out, buys something close to the time, then finds it weeks after my birthday, but luckily then it becomes a Christmas present.
I can completely relate to that, and mm-hmm. you know why? Because until when I was clearing out of the old house that we were living yeah. in until a few weeks ago, we've moved into our new one, I found a Christmas card that I bought for my sister 4 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
And every sort of couple of days after Christmas, I find it again, and I realise, oh, now I've got... And it's obviously a Christmas card.
Yeah.
And I found it hilarious. It was really funny. So I've saved it every year and I've gone, you know what, I'll use it next year then. And I always forget, and then I find it on like the 28th of December. So and I have to wait another year. Well, I think I've got rid of it now because I just thought, you know, this is getting a bit ridiculous
it
now.
It is getting a little bit silly.
But yeah, I've had it for years and I've taken it. I've lived in three houses with it. Four houses, really.
Yeah,
so, that's...
Four different houses, the
wow.
same card.
That's been with me a long time, so...
The thing is, you have a lot of excess stuff, which is why I get really wary about buying you presents.
Yes.
Because I don't want to get you anything wrestling. Everybody buys you wrestling stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I like wrestling stuff.
But I'm going to get the wrong thing.
It's like, for people who haven't listened before, regular listeners will know that I collect wrestling figures. And some people will know like what wrestling figures to get me, but some people just won't have a clue. Like Becky, our flatmate that we just mentioned, she was like, I wanted to get something wrestling related for like a figure or something, but I didn't even want to get you a figure because you've got so many of them. I think I've got 140 now,
yeah.
And like she says, you've got so many of them that I wouldn't know to start.
Okay. I love the fact that people don't, because me and you have got a similar thing about collecting.
Yes,
I collect rhinos.
Not real rhinos.
Anything that's rhino shaped or has a rhino on it, I love.
Yes.
I have pillows. I actually have a rhino egg holder,
aww.
Like a boiled egg cup, somewhere at my mum and dad's house. It's wonderful. But the issue I have is that people won't stop buying them for me.
Yeah.
And I love them. I do. I cherish every single one. The issue I have at the moment is that I was thinking about it the other day of. The reason I wanted to start a rhino collection, I was seven, and I had one, and then somebody bought me a second, and I thought, oh, this is cool. I can get, like, a bunch. I'll call it a collection, thinking, oh, I'll just have, like, a few, and that'll be great. Then people just wouldn't stop buying them for me. Yeah. I think I've bought, like, of the hundreds of rhino shaped
because you have more rhinos than I have wrestling
yes.
figures.
Of all the rhino things I have, I think I've bought myself about 10 of them.
Right.
And I have well over 100. I don't know how many exactly because I haven't counted in a while. But, I remember I just looked back because I looked at my room the other day thinking there are like five rhinos in this small space alone. And that's
yeah.
not even the whole room. How did I get here?
Yeah, I have got to that point when I've looked at my wrestling because I've got like, on my
the
wrestling.
You've got like
I've now
10
got,
of the same person.
11 now because that's what my friend Sam bought me for my birthday this year. It's a bigger one.
It's not,
it's
a proper figure.
It's made of granite.
It's a statuette.
Raising statue thing. And it's really, really cool. Big Triple H thing. But I've got 11 Triple H's, yeah. For people who aren't wrestling fans, they won't know really what that means.
Yeah. I love that you've also got because it's wrestling related. You have a cardboard cutout of Drax the Destroyer
from
Guardians of the Galaxy. You've never seen it, have
I've
you?
I've not seen it yet. It's on my Netflix watch list.
Yeah.
But I have not seen it yet.
You've not seen it.
Talking of Netflix,
yes.
I want to ask you a question because I've watched a few good films.
There's a lot of good stuff at the moment.
Over the last few days. I watched a film last night called Jeff Who Lives at Home. Have you seen it?
I know it's got Jason Segel in it.
Yes, it's a weird film.
Yes, I believe it is. I've not seen it, but...
I thought it was going to be a comedy.
Because it's got Jason Segel in it, you assume it's going to be a comedy.
I thought it was going to be a comedy, and
Jason
I watched
Segel
it.
Does dark humour a lot.
And it was just a little bit weird, and it sort of picked up towards the end, but there was a point where I was like, wow, this is getting really sort of deep, and I wanted something easy to watch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I was going to do. I was going to watch The Shawshank Redemption last night, and then I thought, you know what? No, I'll watch something a little less deep and thoughtful.
Yeah.
I'll watch something that's, you know, easy
was
watching.
Was it under the comedy section?
It was.
Okay, this is the issue with Netflix and the comedy section. I don't know if they know what comedy is, because one of the most horrific things that happened to me and my boyfriend was we were in the comedy section of Netflix and we saw a film with David Tennant and Billy Connolly in called What We Did on Our Holiday.
Oh no!
Now
we can't ruin it for anyone.
We can't ruin it for anyone.
It's a brilliant film.
It starts off really funny. It's a little bit sad because one of the characters is ill. And that's kind of the whole thing.
Billy Connolly is fantastic in this.
They're all amazing in it. It has so many of my favourite actors, and the children in it are also really good in their own right. It's very rare to have children that can be so convincingly sort of together and family. The issue that came about is that about halfway through the film, sort of everything turns really drastic and it becomes a really sad, solemn kind of tale.
Yeah.
And it's really good, so you keep watching. But you don't feel too happy at the end of it.
Yeah.
And it's in the comedy section. It's in the family-friendly section.
Now, two other films that I've watched on Netflix recently, which are brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is probably... It's up there with one of my favourite films of all time.
Yeah.
It's up there... This is what I was explaining to someone recently. I said, it's up there with The Theory of Everything.
Oh, you explained this to me recently.
This
okay.
is The Fundamentals of Caring.
I think you've already mentioned this on Squabble Box.
I didn't mention it.
I think you did. I get confused.
I mentioned it at home. We live together.
I think you've recommended it to so many people in front of me that I forget when it's on air and when it's not.
Starring Paul Rudd, Craig Roberts and Selena Gomez.
Which are three people you never thought you'd see in the same film.
Paul Rudd, who played who played Mike Hannigan in
Friends,
Phoebe's husband. Craig Roberts, who was in Tracy Beaker.
Yeah.
And Selena Gomez out of Wizards of Waverly Place and, you know,
it's
musical fame.
The best matchup ever.
And you know what? I really thought, I was watching it, I was like, oh, I don't know whether this is going to be good. In the first few minutes, I was hooked.
Yeah.
It's a Netflix original movie, so that
is
means...
It?
That it's Yeah, so it's not available on DVD then, it's just Netflix.
I don't know how they... I don't know if they distribute physical copies of anything.
But I really, really loved it. It's brilliant. It's just come out this year, in fact, in the last few weeks or months, and... I would highly, highly recommend
it. It's on my list.
There are some sad moments, but there are some brilliant moments as well. It's about a young boy who's got a disability and his new carer, played by Paul Rudd, and then Selena Gomez is someone that they meet on the way, and it's brilliant. Mm. I love it. It's fantastic. And
Did you gush any more about this film?
I cried during that film. But then again, I've cried a lot at TV recently. Coronation Street the other night had me in tears.
You were wailing.
I was really wailing. Like, because for people who don't know, Kylie Platt was killed in Coronation Street on Friday night, and it was such a sad scene, and the whole thing.
It was a half an hour scene as well. It took up the majority of the
It took up the entire episode, did that second, and it was, I was gone. It was awful.
Kai, as much as I love how much you are invested in film and TV.
Yes.
But maybe we could flip it a little bit and think of something a bit happier.
Well, there's one more good film that I wanted to mention.
Is it really sad?
No, it's not sad at all. It's called Starter for 10. Okay. Have you seen this one? It came out in 2006. Okay. It's got, and I saw it on Netflix, and it was, it's about a first year Bristol University student who tries to get onto a quiz show, which is a university challenge. And it's so good.
Actual University Challenge or their version of University Challenge?
It's actual University Challenge, and it's set in Britain in the real world. well, in the real world. What are you laughing at, Maisie? What have I said
in
wrong?
Anything that's not documentary is not set in the real right, world. It's set in a version of
I
our
I related
world.
So much to the main character, and you're going to watch it now and realise how much I see what I'm talking about. But
except for the fact that you wouldn't be on University Challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, except for the fact that I'm not a genius. But let's, Maisie, I think it's time. We'll go into another song. We'll come back and answer some more questions. How does that sound?
Yeah, because as much as I love hearing about your Netflix recommendations, we've been talking about them for like a solid 10 minutes.
I know, I'm sorry. This is, please, this is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by Slow Moving Lily. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Good time. For a change, see the luck I've had could make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 I want. Lord knows it would be the first time.
You're listening to Siren FM. Please, please, please let me get what I want by Slow Moving Lily. You're listening to Squabble Box, Siren FM's interactive entertainment show. We, Maisie's just sliding over to the microphone really smoothly. Except for the noise that's showing up on the...
sorry.
But what have you been doing, Maisie, in the corner?
I was a bit busy drawing
in
a
the
Snorlax.
Corner of our studio. I've posted it on Facebook before, but we have it's a manga drawing, isn't
yes.
it? And someone's done such a great artistic drawing.
It's been
that
there for weeks and no one's taken it down
because
it's
no
so
one
good.
Wants to rub it off. So, and Missy's just
drew it, and then someone, I think someone else started writing around it.
Yes,
then and someone coloured it in, probably the same person who drew it.
And then I added Pokemon Go to the bottom. And
then someone wrote sucks. And then we rubbed it off.
And then Maisie's drawn. What have you drawn on the bottom of there, Maisie? We'll put a photo up on
the
Facebook
middle.
Page.
Don't, I'm in the middle of drawing a Snorlax because it's the easiest one to draw.
So we are Squabblebox. You're listening to hashtag Ask Us Anything on Siren FM. You can get in touch, let us know, ask us any question that you want in the many different ways on Twitter at Siren FM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
We got one in here, Maisie, from Christopher in Lincoln, who says, what is your favourite song from Mary Poppins?
From Mary Poppins? Ooh. Oh, Chimney.
Chimney.
The problem is, I don't know if we've talked about this on Squabblebox. I can't say chimney. Chimney.
Oh no, you can't.
I can't say chimney.
No. So
can people tell what I'm trying to say?
Chimney.
Chimney.
Like a chimney sweep.
Yes. Chimney.
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 Chimney. Oh,
it's
well.
My accent. My accent has always gotten in the way of me saying words properly. Which is why, like, when I think of millennium, I have to think before saying millennium. I never used to be able to say it, and deliberately.
Deliberately? You got it.
Yeah.
People know that I'm a big wrestling fan, and I've mentioned before that on podcasts, the two names that I could never say are Johnny Gargano and... Which I can now say, Johnny Gargano and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
Now that's a tough name. But
which is weird, because Nakamura is one of the most common... last names.
Is now going back to the Mary Poppins, what is your favourite song from Mary Poppins?
Chimney, chimney.
is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins?
Yes, of course it is.
It is. Good. Because I was really, really unsure and thought maybe it's why from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No. So, I can see why you'd get the two confused.
Or a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah, that's Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I know a few of them. It's another one of those which I've been in, but I've never actually, you know, watched or seen.
Yeah. So. Well, they're remaking it.
Are they
making a second one.
All right.
Julie Walters is not in it, I don't believe.
Oh, don't right. Are you looking Walters forward to seeing the second one? Is it a second one or is it a reboot
quickly,
or remake?
We will look this up
as I go into the next question, and that is from Adam Pearson, and he says... I accidentally deleted all of my friend Josh's progress on Pokemon Go, and he lost his mind, not at me, but at his Sony Ericsson. He has sent them his phone away and demanded a replacement. Do I say anything, or will this situation just sort itself out?
I think let Sony take the hit. Because I can't imagine going... Okay, the most diehard player that we know is our roommate's boyfriend.
Yes.
If we somehow deleted his whole account and everything he'd done...
He would be so annoyed.
I don't know what he would do.
I do remember once, back when we were younger and we had the PlayStation 1, my friend had a PlayStation 1 and he was playing on Crash Bandicoot... No, it was Spyro.
Spyro.
It was Spyro.
Oh, the best of the 90s.
And Spyro was... he'd got nearly through the entire game.
Yeah.
And then his little brother, who was 3 years younger... decided to wipe his memory card so that he could fit one of his new games on there and deleted all his Spyro progress. And I still remember his mum holding back one of them and me holding back the other one so they didn't, like, fight with each other. He was so annoyed. I won't say any names to protect the innocent.
I was recently playing Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass.
Yes.
For the 2DS. I bought it secondhand and I started playing it and I was getting really far. I only had a couple of temples left to do. Then I remember turning around to you a couple of days later and going, I've lost everything.
Oh, I know.
Because I hadn't saved and it crashed.
Yeah. That's
in a way that I didn't know it ever could.
That's happened with me on Football Manager before, where I've not saved for like 3 seasons. Luckily, now there's the auto-save.
I had to go back to the first temple.
Oh, I don't know what that means, Maisie, but I will presume that it's a bad thing.
That's how I do progress in Zelda games, because you always have to go to a temple, do a boss.
We've got a couple of messages in on Twitter. Remember, you can get in touch by going to @SirenFM or @SquabbleBox. At Adam Frank Author has got in touch to say, realise or real eyes.
How is it? One minute. Let me actually see it, how it's spelt phonetically.
Realize or real eyes? I think it's a joke, Maisie.
I think it's a joke.
He has also got in touch. Thank you, Adam, for sending in a message and listening. Adam has also sent in another message which says, what is your opinion on Jeremy Corbyn?
If you wanna
Hashtag politics.
If you want to hear us talking about politics... You don't do it on Squabblebox. You have to wait.
We here on Squabblebox, we tend to not talk about the political stuff that's going on in the world.
We talk about Pokemon Go and Spyro. That's
games.
What we do.
However, what we do have is we have the US election coverage here on Siren FM, where we also talk about British politics as well. You can find out more by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. That's Siren Online. .co.uk, as the first two episodes are up there now. It's hosted by a great team of people here at Siren, myself and Maisie, Kate and Andrew, along with Bruce Rosenblum from America. He's the former vice president at Warner Brothers.
A whole plethora of guests.
From all around the world, mainly America, and we have so much fun making that show, and it's really, really interesting stuff. So make sure you go to www.sirenonline.co.uk www.siren.co.uk to find out more about that. Look for the US election coverage. If you can't find it, send me a tweet at Squabblebox on Twitter and we'll point you in the right direction. Adam, thank you for sending in that message, Adam Frank, because it's meant that we've been able to plug our other show.
So I found the answer to Mary Poppins the sequel.
Oh, you have? What is it?
It is officially a sequel.
All right.
Julie Andrews. I think I said Julie Roberts, which is a different actress. But Julie Andrews will not be returning as Mary Poppins.
All right.
Emily Blunt, however, will be taking over the role.
Emily Blunt. Ooh, that's an interesting casting decision. Do you think that that's...
No.
Do you not think it's going to work well?
No. I think she's the best casting decision for this role. Because she is well known in America as the quintessentially British actress.
Yes.
She is currently their sort of youthful British actress who does all the British things.
Yeah, that does make sense, actually.
So not only will she have great tie-ins with the UK, because it's a well-known thing that we do in the UK, both in the musicals and in the original movie and stuff like that, but it also means that America will be more interested in it as well, because they know Emily Blunt very well.
Yes.
She's in everything in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's true. Now,
it's a fantastic casting decision. Well done, you. I don't know who does it, actually.
Well done to the casting directors of the new Mary Poppins.
Yeah, well, look, they've got it. They got it spot on.
It's time to go to the next song, and we have a bit of Dick Van Dyke, Julie Andrews, and the children. It's Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chim, to Chim Chim. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. I does what I likes and I likes what I do.
Hello, art lovers.
Today I'm
chimney, chim chim chiroo. A squeaker's as lucky as lucky can be.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. Good luck, we're above.
Yes, Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney. It's not even what it's called, but it says Chim Chim Cheery on here from Mary Poppins.
I think of it as the Chimney Song, but then
Dick
I don't say Van Chimney
Dyke,
properly.
Julie Andrews and the children. You're listening to...
The children aren't allowed to be named, are they?
No, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today.
Well, it is a Monday.
Which means that you can get in touch and ask us anything, as many people have been doing on Facebook, Twitter. You can get in touch in the many different ways at Siren FM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on siren.
Or you can text in at 077 978 00716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Now, Maisie, I'm just hearing word that at 1 o'clock today, when we finish, obviously, normally after us on a Monday, is Charlie and Seb at lunch. However, I'm just seeing from Charlie's Twitter account that at 1 o'clock today, this will sadly be his last ever... Charlie and Seb at lunch. So people will, if you want to listen in, stay tuned for that after us at 1 o'clock. And I'm sure it will be a great send-off show for Charlie. But we've been doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. People have been sending them in, as at Jade Autumn INK sent in. She says,
Jade Autumn Inc.
Inc. Well, Inc as in, like...
Because she's our illustrator.
Because she's an illustrator, yeah. Right. I get it now.
Our illustrator.
Our illustrator.
Well,
she's
so
our
know.
Illustrator.
She's our illustrator. She does our logos.
Yeah, that's true. Jade's got in touch and said, what are your tips and tricks to make you feel better when you've got a rotten cold... When you're feeling rotten with a cold? Hashtag cry for help.
Oh, bless.
Maisie, what do you do?
Hot bath.
Yes.
With bubbles. Bubble bath if you have one. If not, bath milk is lovely.
Yeah.
Not milk from the fridge. It's bath milk with the air quotes. Because it's a special... It's like a moisturising cream solution, but it looks like milk because it's all white and gloopy.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, a nice relaxing bath. Your favourite... I tend to do relaxing bath. At the moment, the thing that cheers me up the most, and it's quite sad, I go online and I find videos of baby rhinos. Because they're so happy.
Oh.
They're the happiest creatures, baby rhinos. Especially the one that thinks it's a goat and it jumps. Because rhinos shouldn't jump.
I don't know what to say to that. I'm glad you find happiness in your rhinos.
I do. So I would recommend finding funny videos on the internet. Or when I feel really, really down, yes, I tend to go for childhood favourites. I tend to go straight for the things that made me happy as a kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that would be at the minute. If I wasn't feeling too happy, I think I'd go for Disney films.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. I like watching easy watching films. Adam Sandler is the way to go when.
I think the proper term is wallpaper. Wallpaper. I think it's wallpaper.
I'm not sure.
TV.
I don't know.
There's a proper phrase that I learned in one of my lectures and I've completely forgotten it.
I was reading about something last night. I was helping someone who was struggling to get to sleep and I didn't know that breathing through your left nostril is supposed to make you feel like it's meant to set off some sort of signal in your brain which helps you sleep.
Oh.
It relaxes you and it lowers your blood pressure. Did you know that?
Just your left nostril.
Yes, your left nostril.
What's wrong
with
the right one?
I don't know. It just suggested your left nostril. So you'd hold your finger. Yeah. I'm not going to do it over the air because that would be a bit weird. But you...
Well, this is the thing. You struggle with your breathing a little bit.
I do.
You're a very loud breather.
Yes.
You're a mouth breather.
Yes. That's why I'm really, really tired at the end of a 2-hour squabble box.
Because you can't breathe through your nose. So you're constantly chatting.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you do when you're ill? Because you get ill... often.
You get ill often, Kai. No, I like to relax. I either like to relax or to keep myself busy. It's a weird sort of...
It depends what kind of illness it is. If it's a head cold, just ride it through. If you're properly bunged up, can barely hear, speak, think, then I would always go for steamy bath.
Yeah.
Steamy bath always helps. Just take the medicine.
Yeah, just take it.
Because I have family members who refuse to have Lemsip.
Yeah.
Because they don't like the taste, but it makes you feel better, so it's worth it.
Yeah. Let's go into some other questions. We've got one here from... we got one here from Chris, who says that if you could rename a cheese, what would you rename it to and why?
Oh, but they're all so wonderful.
I know, I like the name of cheese. Brie. Why would you call
wonderful
it
French words?
Brie.
Brie.
Cheddar. Other types of cheese. I nearly said margarita. Is margarita a cheese?
No, you mean mascarpone.
Mascarpone.
Mascarpone's the best one. I don't even think I like mascarpone, but I love the name.
Yeah, well, so we've talked about favourite types of cheeses before. But
have we?
Yeah, we did.
We've talked about so much.
We get some weird questions on this show, basically. Yeah.
I prefer the advice questions, if I'm honest.
We would love to give out advice. But there's one
not
here
that we're
says,
qualified to by any stand.
And it kind of links to what you were saying earlier, Maisie. And it says, if I asked you to conceal a pineapple, where and how would you choose to do this?
Oh, this was a task. This was on Taskmaster.
It was. Oh, yes.
Okay, we love Taskmaster.
We do. We do.
We loved the first season. It's on its second. The third has been confirmed.
Yes.
And the most recent show, they were told that they had to conceal a pineapple. And whoever...
somewhere on their person.
It had to be... on their person, and the way they did it, and obviously it's not like a legitimate game show.
Yeah.
It's that like most of the points are arbitrary, and the way
and
that
there's
they
no
do
real
stuff is
rules,
arbitrary.
Are there?
So the way that they did it was like a 20 questions thing.
Yes,
where the other person just had to guess where the pineapple was. So there's a good chance that they couldn't see it.
Like
anywhere.
Some people cling filmed it to their
torso.
And
you wouldn't have been able to tell unless you just randomly guessed because you were running out of options.
I do love Taskmaster. If people haven't seen it, do check it out. It's actually on the UK TV player app.
It is. I love the UK TV player.
I love it too. It's brand new
it's
as
free.
Well.
It's
and it's
completely
brilliant.
Free.
And we're going to stop promoting
adverts.
Now.
There are adverts, but it is completely free. And I don't mind adverts so much.
No, definitely not.
I know some people who get really angry about adverts. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, you need adverts. You know, as a film and TV student, you need adverts to be able to make things work. Unless, like, you're the BBC, which is completely different.
Yeah, but that has its own funding.
Yeah, of course. So we're going to go into another song now. This is Wonderful Life by Black. Stay tuned to Siren FM as we get ready for more hashtag Ask Us Anything as the show goes on. Send in your questions. We love hearing from you. Like I say, this is Wonderful Life by Black. Stay tuned. Life Black. We are Squabblebox today. The weather, it's looking sunny outside. It's looking brilliant outside, to be honest. We're in for a great few days of brilliant weather here in the Lincolnshire area. Highs of 27 degrees today, lows of 17 degrees. The BBC weather is saying that it's becoming very warm today, and as temperatures rise this afternoon, there is a chance of isolated thunderstorms developing. However, most places will remain dry with bright or sunny spells. A sea breeze will keep the Lincolnshire coast slightly cooler. Heading into tonight, any initial isolated thunderstorms will die away. Despite the following clear periods and light winds, temperatures will only slowly fall. It will feel warm and humid, especially in the conurbations. So we are doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today, and I've got a question for you,
okay.
Maisie. Remember, if you want to send in your questions, you can do at Siren FM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or
you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or if you are listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message through there.
Yes, you can. Now, my question to you, Maisie, is because you asked me a question earlier on. I can't remember what it was, but I'm thinking that's a bit off the wall. So I'm going to ask you one. Who do you think, Maisie, is your celebrity lookalike?
Okay, I don't know who my celebrity lookalike is. I personally wouldn't say I look like any celebrity.
Yeah.
I've been told two things as a teenager of celebrities that other people have been reminded of when they see me.
All right.
And it's for one main reason of, I went through a phase, and you'll remember this, of having bright orange hair.
Yes.
Because I had a Paramore phase, which means a lot of people told me I looked like Hayley Williams from Paramore, back in her glory days with her orange hair.
Right. Oh, yeah,
I also went through a ginger phase.
Yes.
Where it was still orange, but not bright. Abnormal orange, and I was told I looked like Carrie Fisher from the Mythbusters. She's cool though, she's an awesome person.
Do you know who I thought? I thought you were going to say Sandy Toksvig.
No, she's just my spirit animal.
She's your spirit animal.
I can't say animal now.
No, I could imagine when you get a bit older, you could be like twins.
if we were the same age.
Yeah, if you were the same age.
I feel like because I'm short and have brown hair, I kind of look like Maisie Williams.
Yeah.
But she's like 18.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I can see what you mean about the Hayley Williams thing. I'm looking through it, and then these Maisie Williams, and yeah, I can see what you're saying about Maisie Williams as well.
Because she's quite short, but only because she's young.
Yeah,
I think she's like me and just born that way.
I think you're more closer to the Hayley Williams than the Maisie Williams.
Do you think they're related?
I highly doubt it.
They're also related to the tennis playing Wonder Sisters, Serena and the other one.
Yeah, well, where's Maisie Williams from? She's from Great Britain, isn't she?
Yeah, she's British.
Yeah, she's British, but Hayley Williams is from Mississippi, so
yes.
I doubt they're related.
I have family in America.
Yeah, but...
People emigrate.
Yeah, true, true.
I mean, this is the interesting thing. My My mum's maiden name is Hamilton, which is, and there are an awful lot of celebrities with the same last name. And my aunt at work was genuinely asked if she was related to Lewis Hamilton.
Because she had the last name Hamilton.
Because she had the last name Hamilton.
Is she also related to the hit musical?
Yeah, she's also related to the hit musical. But she got so fed up with people asking her, she just turned around and went, yes.
Yep.
Even though there's no way they could possibly be related.
Oh, that's made me laugh, is that? So.
But then again, I have a fairly common last name. And I never get mistaken for being related to anyone in particular.
I sometimes get asked whether Valentine is... Well, I get asked regularly whether Valentine is a stage name and, like, a radio name, but it's not.
It's not.
So, Maisie, we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. We've been asked who our celebrity lookalikes are. Who do you think my celebrity lookalike is?
I think, because you mentioned him earlier, I think you look a little bit like... Is it Craig Roberts?
Craig Roberts? What, from Tracy Beaker?
Yeah.
Really?
Him now, not him then.
Really? I'm just going to look up a picture of him now, because like I said, I watched the film recently.
I don't
recently.
Know. It's, actually, no. I think you look, with your hair as it is now, you look a little bit like Hugh Laurie. You've got Hugh Laurie 90s. You've got 90s Hugh Laurie hair. It's great. Because there's occasionally, when you don't do it, when you don't like do the slick back thing and you put ridiculous amounts of hair gel in, what? Your hair does this weird thing where it flops over your face and you look a bit like every 90s villain from a rom-com.
I do. My hair does sort of flick down sometimes as I get curtains and I do look like early Take That music video.
You do. That's your celebrity lookalike.
But I was always told as a kid that I looked more like... I was always... Basically, it was because I was an overweight child. People went, oh, you look like Peter Kay.
Aww.
Which, you know what? I took as a compliment at that point in my life. But nowadays, I'd probably go, what? Because I've got a slight northern accent. It doesn't mean I'm from Bolton.
Yes, it doesn't. I think one interesting thing is that our roommate, Jack, gets mistaken for people he doesn't like being mistaken for.
Oh, who does he get mistaken for?
Because we are all determined that he looks like Jason Segel.
Oh, yes, he does.
He does look a lot like Jason Segel.
He does look like Jason Segel.
Which is fine, isn't he? Jason Segel's a handsome man. I wouldn't be offended. although my grandma, on meeting him, has told me that he looks like a young Prince William as well.
Oh, wow.
He was fine with that.
Yeah, he's going to be fine with that.
He doesn't want to look like a young, pre-married...
One more question before we leave. It's one final one from Christopher.
Oh, we are having to wrap up, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And he says, is Siren on Topic your favourite show on Siren FM?
Oh, there are so many to pick from.
I would say that it's my favourite drive time show presented by two drama students who live on the same street. So I think that clears that up for you, Chris. Thank you for all your questions today, Chris. It's been brilliant. We have been Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. Make sure you stay around here on Siren. There's a packed day for you, including the final ever Charlie and Seb at lunch at 1 o'clock. Really, really sad to see Charlie
go. It does make me genuinely sad.
But we're sure that you'll enjoy that. If you stick around here on Siren FM, make sure you come back on Thursday at 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. For us. Also come back tomorrow 11 till 12 for Tom Stevens and Siren Simply Jazz. Oh no, it might not be the right time.
It's 12 till 1.
12 till 1.
We're being shouted at.
12 till 1, sorry. I won't be on at 11 o'clock. I'll be
12 till 1. 12 till 1. So everyone.
God, it's in trouble now.
Stay tuned for that and stay tuned for everything on Siren FM.
Like your radio local, tune in to Siren FM
107.3.
thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Lou Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.